Hey, Sifei. Are you steak? Zustra, Zu, the Malam Yisrael. Two porches, one on top of the other. Mashuva, Zu, Miknegin, Zu. Ma'at. And Rechok, Miknegin, Zu, Avot, Fokin. One is to the side of the other one. That was on the second floor. We have one. And the third floor, we have another one, which is slightly to the side of the second floor one. Within 412, so to the side. Bein, and we have met in Sef, Asara, Zu, the Zu, Bein, Shem. Yish, Benem, Yisham, Yigayv, Eser, Hamas. Whether they're within 10 amis of one another, or even if they're more than 10 amis above one another. The way they worked it is that the upper porch has a mechitza around it, which was made in shutfis, which was shneim. So you have two house owners, and they're using one porch for other tachtoim and klav. The bottom one doesn't have mechitzas at all. Same as Surah as she had her. You can't, neither of them could use this area that has the Mechitza around because it basically was, since a Mechitza made by both, it's considered common usage area for both of them, and if they make an Eruv, then they cannot use it to take things from the house into that area because the house is private and that is communal for the two of them. So if you should stay in the Tafsoina, if they both made the Mechitza around the bottom one, which is more easy for the top one to use than the bottom one going up. They also as she had half of them. Also the father, the shalom, each one made independent of it. The other one does not have to on him. If he uses his, he can't use the other one. If you lay also has the shalom, even if the other one didn't make it in his one, because since he made his thing only for himself, he has a cracked ear, and the other guy doesn't have a shank with it. And they both have a shank with the ear, and then we get a chassid. And they must have same shutfis, which is same, and have a shalom. Also, both of them were made the shutfis in both of them. That also is not in the ear. So the Shabu explains that, as we said before, that if they have a shutfis, it's not bad that one of the portions is that of a mechitza that can't be used. And the other one is usable by both. So in Leila, we say that that is considered a common area for both of them. But if each one made a tikkun, you know, they made mechitzas around themselves, so that they both have their independent mechitzas. Even if the mechitzas made the shutfis, we say that the shutfis is made just so that they should each one ship in, and basically, instead of hiring two independent workers to put the mechitzas in, they had one guy to do for both. But really, each one wants to be independent. Each one has his own mechitzas, and therefore he can use his own. And we don't suggest because that one was a shutfis in the buying of the two of them that he asks on the second one. And surely if one of them was made with a shutfis, and the other person made a mechitza independently, also we don't say that he answers on the one with the shutfis, because he answers his independently. The bottom line is that the time that they both cannot use that porch is, if one porch does not have a mechitza, and the other one has one mechitza, was made by both, then we look at it as each one is planning to use that together with the other one. What did they use it for? They could use it for using the porch itself, or it was a way to go through a hole in the porch and draw waterway underneath. So the Maitre, like we said before, if two of them made the shutfis, then they have to make Erech HaTzeis. According to the conditions that we mentioned before.